put a shirt on. So Rashi, what's the difference? By davening Shmonesri, you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. For Lamay Be'ema, there you have to stand nice. Abu Kriyashma ain't about Alif Ne'amelech. The only time we consider talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu is only B'shas Shmonesri. That's a new Musag, you're standing in front of Hashem. When you're saying Krishma, even though you're talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not as if you're standing right in front of him. So there it's only Alachim Diraisa. If your Erebra is uncovered, you can't say. If your Erebra is covered, you're allowed to say Krishma. Mashenka for davening, then you have at least have to wear your shirt. You forgot that you were wearing tefillin, you weren't the Beis HaKisei, and you started to make, is maniach yodei aleihem. You have to just put your hand on top of the tefillin, achi yigmer, until you finish business then. I said, Gemara, achi yigmer, it's like that, until you finish those things, like, stop in the middle and take it off. And like, the Yomar of Nachman of Yitzchok, achi yigmer omo derishin, it's the first thing that comes out, that you have to let come out. For the Gemara of Elisik Lialta, no, even stop right away before that comes out. As soon as you realize you're wearing the tefillin, stop right there and take him off first. For Lakem, so the Gemara Mishun, that you're not allowed to do. Titania Mishun, Omod HaChazer, if you hold yourself back, at least when it's trying to come out, and you hold the Gedolim, the Soya back, maybe it's Odom Modei Hadroikin. It brings you to the sickness of Hadroikin, Zatrashi, that's Chuli Hamatzaveh Sakeris. It makes your stomach blow up. Silon HaChazer, if you're about to make Mei Raglayim and you hold it back, maybe it's Odom Odei Yeroikim. It's joined, as they say. Rashi Silon Shomei Raglayim Yeroikim Chole Sheshomu Telnitza. So Meila, the shot is coming out already, you're not supposed to stop then, because that's a sakana for you. So Meila, you have to wait until the first thing comes out, and then you're allowed to take off your tefillin. Itma. Tzoya al Besorei. Let's say you have some tzoya on your hand. You have some shmutz, some tzoyas Odom on your hand. Oy yodai munachas beis hakisei. As you're outside, and just your hand you put through the window inside the beis hakisei. And the mal the gemara's beis hakisei, there's always soya there. So if it's if your hand in the same makom as the soya, are you allowed to daven like this? Zrashi yodai beis hakisei. Mechitza yesh b'ner lebein beis hakisei. There's a mechitza there. So if you didn't put your hand in, you'd be allowed to daven. Or pashat yod lofnim, but you put your hand inside the mechitza and the mechitza. Chin yodavin. Machloikis. Reavun urama muti yulara davin. Mutalikrois. Krishma. Let us say Krishma. Reav chizdu urama osalikros Krishma. What's the machloikis? Omar rova. My time the Reavun urat smuta tirsiv kolam nishoma taloko. But it's only in nishoma is like davin to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sabi your teh, your mouth is a mokum, a clean mokum, you're allowed to say, even though your hand is someplace else. So Rashi kolam nishoma. It's only your mouth and inside what's bechlal hilu. Not your hands and your feet. That's not bechlal davening. We have chizdur oma. It's also we take a poskim with machmer the chizdur also. It's also likras krishma. My timer the rav chizdur. They said kol atzmoiser tamana Hashem mikamoichem. That it's called your whole goof is davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Smell every part of your goof has to be clean. You shouldn't have tzoya on your hands or else you shouldn't have your hand in the Beis HaKisei. Itma. Reyach ra sheyesh lo yikur. That means there is soya there, and from the soya smell comes out. Is Rafunu Rama March Dal Damis Bakara Krishma. That it's enough just to go away from the soya Dal Damis, and there you're allowed to say Krishma. Rav Chizdu Rama, you have to be more. March Dal Damis Mimokam Sheposa Kareyach Bakara Krishma. Not enough to go Dal Damis away from the soya, but you have to go Dal Damis away where the smell stops. There's a smell to go another 2 feet away from the tzoya. So at that mukum where the smell stops, you have to go away, daladamas away from that, and that's when you can say Krishma. Zrashi sheyesh to ikar, shai ha tzoya munachashom. That the tzoya is there. Well, masreches, and it's smelling. V'shein la ikar, mashenkin tzoya shein la ruach. Reach shein la ikar, that means afochas ruach. That means just wind came out of the bottom. That's called just the smell without the ikar. Let's see what that look of that is. Tanya Kabos of Chizdu, Riot of Chizdu, Loik Rodim Krishma, Loik Neget, Soyas Odom, for Loik Neget, Soyas Kolovim, that's what this Bryce will soon see, we don't pass on this Bryce, for Loik Neget, Soyas Chazer, from a pig, for Loik Neget, Soyas Tanagalim, chickens, for Loik Neget, Soyas Ashpa, not from Stama Junkyard, Sherechi Ra, because there it's Pashtunkin, it smells bad, now it's a shame like Soya. Rashi, like you can say, so I don't have a piece of Rashi Shane Reich. That's what this Bryce holds. Yeah. V'im hoya mokim gavoy, if it was hoya asara tvachim, or nomach asara tvachim, then yoshe b'tzidu v'kirei krishma. It's called that it's soya is like in a different machna, it's not in the same reshus where you are, so then if you're on the side, you'll have to say krishma. V'im lav, and it's right next to you, then markik moli einam. You have to go away in front of you moli einam. The Lord Krishna, you're not supposed to look and see the soya. You have to go away moli einam. The more of a chen that's filled, same lochah by davening shemone esrei. That's halachas of reyach ra sheyesh leika. Now reyach ra chen letfila, same letfila. Now reyach ra sheyesh leika. Right, if the reyach ra that has a nikur, it's up until now talking about by said tsoya that has no reyach. What about the tsoya that does have reyach? Is machu dal damos mi mokem hareyach. This is the right of chizda. So if the tsoya still smells, you have to go away dal damos from where the mokem where the reyach stops. Look at reyach rishma. Oh my rubber zakrova, let's hilchosok y homas disum. Don't pass that this last brisa.
What is
the extra ether? The soya there, the schmutz is there.
The
source. Right, the source. Like Rashi said, la fuke, but just the rare comes out of the body, that's what the source. So zakrova, my rubber, let's hilchosok y homas disum. Don't pass that this last brisa. Elo, what are we passing like? Yeho de Tanya. Lo yikrodem kriyashma, now I say kriyashma. Lo yikneged soya sodom. Now that's a soya. For loy keneged soyas chazerim, who are then a pig's soyas also. For loy keneged soyas kolovim, not in front of dogs. Soya when dafkam bizman chenosin urusatikin. When you have skin there, some old used to put that soya inside the skin to make it work it over. Then it smells terribly bad. The skin makes it smell bad. But if you don't have or skin with a soyas kolovim, it's not called a soyas mutter. As I said, walking through the streets now, just at Soyas Kolovim alone, wouldn't have a shame Soya. So Drasha Silchos Kiyom as Nisan Liel the Yosef Soyas Kolovim of the Chazerim B'Shein Be'Moris. The first Bryce said that Soyas Kolovim is also and who are did from a pig, even without Oiris. We don't hold like that. We hold it's only Yosef Bisman Sheish from Oiris, at Soyas Kolovim the Chazerim Koi. It's going on the Soyas of a Kelev and a pig. So Drasha Shadarkel Letisom the Ibn Oiris. When you used to work over the skin, the leather used to put these into it. But Soyas Odom, that's a Pshita Afilo Beloy Oiris, is also also. Shrey and Darkel Letisom Shom, nobody puts Soyas Odom there. Hilka Hakoko Beloy Oiris Kama. So
the Chilik. I know that the
Rashi
is not going back to all three cases.
That's Rashi says, because it's not a Derech to put Soyas Odom in Oiris. They didn't do it. The Rashi knew they didn't do it then. So it's not established to talk about it then. So what they did was only Soyas Kolovim and Chazerim. So Bech the Brisa means that Soyas Odom is Osir anytime. But Kolovim and Chazerim is only Osir if you put Oiris in there. Without the Oiris, though, it's Mut. Boyim and Erev Sheshis. Reyach Ra Shein Lo Yikar. What about just time somebody made wind come out that smells dead, but there's no Soya there? Mal, can you say Krishma or not? Omaluhu, Osu, come. Chozei hani tzifa devei rav. I saw the Talmidim when they're learning in yeshiva. Tahani gani, some were sleeping. Tahani gati, some were learning. They must meet them. They didn't go to sleep in the bed. They slept on the gemara there. So when you're sleeping, though, usually reyach comes out. So the kasha, how could you learn then? So you see, it's muta to learn. So saying halacha, you're allowed to learn. So the mabahani mili bedivrei Torah is only a heter to learn Torah. Aba bekriyashma loy. For kriyashma, you're not supposed to learn, not supposed to say it when you smell, even if somebody else is wind. So to be divrei Torah nami le'amor nela dechavri, we're only making to learn Torah if it's smelled from somebody else. Avad de loy, your own smell is worse. So if your own smell, you have to wait till the smell goes away. Then you could learn Torah. Mashenka, the smell of somebody else, they will mat you to learn Torah. But for Krishna, he's supposed to wait until the smell goes away. Trash shein le'ikur hafachas ruach yitzifei mach psolos shabes medrash. It's the beds in the base medrash. Dani gani mani gasa yapapisha derech yishom lafiach. And now when you're sleeping, a moyer comes out. Mani milagirsa mishum bleyefsher. In learning, they weren't much riach you to go out. Avol Krishma yotz lechutz v'ikra. Go outside and say Krishma. It's only zman Krishma. That's muta. Avol idei afiach u'atzmai mantem ashiach lereich. From your own smell, you have to wait till the reich goes away. Itma soya oiveris. If you have soya that's walking or going or by, and you have maybe a garbage truck. The garbage truck has a lot of tzayah, the mama smells, you feel like it's going, traveling through. Abayu Rama Mutalikas Krishma. You'll have to say Krishma, albeit it's not standing still. Rava Rama Otsalikas Krishma, that's what we hold. Even though somebody's holding away a dirty diaper and he's walking in front of it, it's also say Krishma in front of it. Omer Abayu Minu Aminu, has Abayu know that it's Mutah? It's not. Ha Tomei Oimit, the Tomei is under the tree, Tachas Ilon. the hator oiver, and the Torah goes through, goes over it, then tummy. He becomes tummy. Mashenkein tor oimet. Let's say the Torah dik a person standing there, tachasilim. The tummy oiver, and the tummy dik a person goes through, then tor. So you see, it's telling if the tummy dik a person is standing or going. See, may tushot the sayer also. The imam et tummy. But if the tummy is standing, the imam at tummy. And if he stands there, it's tummy. The chayim bi'evin ham and the gat same alocha. So he made some sushtel. There is fair sushtel. For Rav Amalach, what kind of sushtel is it there? Also, because we use the tal yimuz there, because there is a cause of it's totally if the tomei is being kaveya there. If he's kaveya sitting there, the siv bodad yesh mechutz lamachna. That the mitzvah of Moshavah, he has to sit there. Yoshev, he has to sit there. Hocho, Mashenkin, here by Tzoya, the Pasuk says, V'ho yemachnecha kodesh. You only allowed to say, Dovah Shev G'dusha, if the machne, if your mokim is kodesh. Om Rachman of all Eka. Without you have Tzoya there, it's not called the mokim kodesh. So you're not allowed to say Krish, many Dovah Shev G'dusha, in front of Tzoya, even though the Tzoya is being moved. That's how we pass him. In front of moving Tzoya, also you shouldn't say. Trashi Tzoya says, there is, Odim Shinois Leponim, somebody's carrying it. Graf Sharei is the bowl. Laviran. Is he holds mutlak rois? If you're not laughing, tell me what that was a little bit. Sorry.
You're holding up Chofeya Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara by the two dots. Omer Apropo, Pi Chazir Kitzara Veros Dami. The mouth of a pig is like a tzoya of the waste that's passing by.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to say Krish, maybe Midirais, you can't say. There's more pshita. Avada, the pig's mouth, the pshita is that it has shmutz. A pig is always around the dirt, the ashpa, so it has in his mouth. That's Rosh. Shashi pshita. The pi chazir ain't a b'loi tzoya. As a pig is always eating shmutz, tzoya. So it's in its mouth. So the moral of tzricha, the chiddush is, afagab the soul is minhara. Fiddle just came out of the river now. So I took a bath. So even though the pig has no mitzvah like tzoya on its mouth, the mitzvah of a pig itself is like tzoya, and it's also to say Krishma in front of it.
It's worse than tzoya's clothing.
Right, yeah, pig itself, right. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, sofik tzoya asura. If sofik in this mokum has tzoya not, it means the waste of an odom, which is an issur midiraita to say Krishma in front of tzoya, so when a sofik it's also, now let us say Krishma. Vashenkein sofik meraglayim. If you only have a suffix, if there's meraglayim, if you only have a suffix if there's meraglayim or not, then it's mutter. Because meraglayim is only an issim of the rabbonin. We'll soon see. Ika di amri, omer Rav Yehuda. Like this, and that has been the first brayta. Suffix soya babayis muteris. If you have a suffix, if there's soya in your own house, it's mutter to say Krishma. Why? Because the bayis, the mouth doesn't have soya there. Ba'ashba, mashenkin outside where you keep the junk. Then asura, mashenke in sofik meraglaim. If you have a sofik, if there's meraglaim, afilu biyashpa nami mutarin. Even biyashpa also it's mutar. What's the hezba? So v'lo ki ho derav hamnuna. The yomer rav hamnuna loy asura toira lekineged omud bilvad. That by meraglaim there's no issim deraisa to say krishma to say brachas in front of meraglaim on the floor. His wife says meraglaim is not called sirchen. It's not fashtunk, it's not a spoiled thing. But the Torah only asks the midrash if a shas is coming out of the Aver, while it's coming out, that has a shem erva to it. You're not allowed to say Krishma in front when somebody's making the meraglaim is coming out. As even if his Aver is covered up, that you don't see his Aver, but when the water, the meraglaim is coming out, the shas is coming out, it's called an erva. So in Tisantra, Moshe touches it up in the tshuva, he says, what's the hezbah? He says, it blives like a gira richtadomi. It's called man shooting out from your aver. It has a din like an aver is stretched out to the floor. But it's only called man. It's coming out of you. That's also say krishma midiraisa. Once it stops coming out of you, when it's on the ground, it's only an istim midirabonin. Because it's not really sirchen. It's not really a spoiled thing. Mashenkin, they say, let's say it stays there for a long time among some bathrooms that have just a place for meraglaim which stays there. Mama smells away. That's already sirchen. That could be also midiraisa to say krishma in front of it. Because there it's sirich, it's spoiled. But when meraglaim comes out of the goof, it's not a spoiled thing, so it's not also midirait, it's only midirabonim. So therefore, midirabonim, sofik, in the rabbonim, we'll make them. See Rashi? Babayis mutter, Rashi, the ain derech laniyat tzei babayis. If you have a sofik, if this tzoyim is the waste of an odom, you'll have to say krishma, because minastam, you don't have tzoyim, so still the bayis, the cheskas, it doesn't have. Mashenke me raglayim go l'kula lo yosra. Tells the Rashi, b'me raglayim likrois helikineged omar hakiluach levad. Only when it's coming out of the body, that's when it's awesome. What's the raya? So the Gemara kid Rabbi Yonasan. The Rabbi Yonasan Rami. Rabbi Yonasan has a kashin of tzlukim. Ksiv, the pasuk says, v'yot tiyah l'chol mechutz l'machna. You should have a place outside the machna. V'yot tzasa shoma, and go there chutz. So all it says is, like when you have to go make, don't make in the machne Yisrael, but go outside. But it doesn't say anything about covering it up. Well, see, the next pasuk said, the yoset yilcho, you should have a shovel with you. V'chisisa es seyasechon, you're supposed to cover up yitseyasechon. So it's a sefira. One pasuk just says, go outside and make there. And here it says, when you're outside, you have to cover it. Cover it up. Okay, tzad, kan v'gdolim. If you go outside and make a dolem waste, then that's midiraisa. You can't say kriyishma in front of it, so you have to cover it up. Kan diktan, if you just go to make meraglayim, so if it's outside in the field, midiraisa, there's no mitzvah to cover it up, because it's not called mis. Shrashi, v'yotos tisham mechutz, v'yotzrichu kisui. The first plus doesn't say you have to cover it up. The next plus does oksiv v'kisisa. You have to cover it up. So it's a stira. The teretz is, by gedolem, you have to cover it up. By Ketana, Meraglayim, Midiraisa, it doesn't have a shame, Tsoya, Meraglayim. The Mera'almo Ketanim, Vayosra Torah, Ela Kineged Amo Bavav, only when it's coming out of the body. Ha Nofal Arya, but when the Meraglayim falls on the floor, Shari. Then Midiraisa, you're even allowed to say Krishma in front of it. For Rabbonin, who do Gosrubu, it's only in Yisum, the Rabbonin have to say Krishma in front of Meraglayim. Melu said, Bechi Gosrubu, Rabbonin, Bavadoyin. It's only when you know Vadai there's Meraglayim in front of you. I will be spaken if you have a Sophic if there's Meraglayim or not, like goes through Rabbon and Warren Goys. That's why.
Why should be
Machmer? The one with Machmer, why the Medic Zeri mean?
No, why wouldn't they Machmer if you're not sure what it is?
That's a cloud, every Sophic Rabbon, go to Kula, it's a cloud will look. So the more you have Vadai, when you know Vadai there's Meraglayim, there at Kama, Trashi Yeshua Agabi Kake Vyoser. So how long is the Meraglayim on the karka still called Meraglayim that it's awesome in the Rabbanon to say Krishna in front of it? Omri Avyudah Mashmul calls them on Shemat Fichin. And it calls them on if you would touch it, you get your hands wet, that's called Meraglayim is there. The Chen Omri Rabba Babachonim Avyechinen calls them on Shemat Fichin. That if you touch the ground, your hands will get wet from the urine, that's then it's awesome. The Chen Omri Ula calls them on Shemat Fichin. Now, Geneva Mishmei the Rav, the name of a person said over the name of Rav, of the Rav Amar, calls the man Sher Rishuma Nikr. It's even a bigger shear. Even though when you touch it now, it's not wet. But Rishuma, its Nikr was once wet. Like if you put water on the karka, when it's wet, it has an impression. It looks, it's still wet. It's a bigger chiddush. Even though it's dried up, that you can't get wet from it, but if the Rishuma is Nikr, so you could tell it was there, it's also awesome. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Sharavei Mora, Het Yebisha should be Meichel Geneva. The Geneva, because he said over name of Rav, we said over Sheker, it's not what Rav holds. So the Mara Hash, the Tsoya, Maduch by Tsoya, which is also Midiraisa, Omer Rav Yud Omer Rav, he says over name of Rav. Kivin Chikormu, Poneo Mutter, as soon as the waste is a shal, we'll soon see how long does waste have a shame waste, you can't say. So he says, as soon as it starts to dry up, Kormu Ponemi, the top of the waste, gets a little dried, a Mutter, you'll have to say Krishma in front of it. So it's in the kark and you touch it, you don't get wet from it. Havatvit should be mutter to daven in front of the meraglayim. So Rashi shorolei mori means yimchol aribonei. Because the Eibusha should be moichol Geneva. To vade sheker hay mishmei derav. Vade Geneva saying sheker. The Maduch Rav says tsoya is enough if it's dried up. So if sheet says meraglayim is dried up in the kark, even though it's shum and it should be mutter. Omalei Abaye. My chaz is a samchis. Oh, why should he be samchis? This limud from Rav. Smeichah from another limud from Rav. The Yomar Rabba Bar Baruna. Yomar Rav. Soya. Afilu kecheres asur. He said no. Cheres. A soya. The waste when it comes out, even if it dries up like a cheres, that's like a dry clay. It's still a asur. You see, even though it's dried up, still it's asur. So the more of a hechidami kecheres. What's called kecheres that's still asur. That's the shear. Kolzman, you'll take the waste and you'll throw it. And when it lands on the floor, doesn't it crack nefreches, break up into small pieces, then it's awesome. It's even though it's dried up, it has to be very, very dried up to be nefreches. And we could diarm a little bit, even a more chumah d'kashita, calls the man shegoylo v'yena nefreches. Not only if you throw it that it breaks up, no, be goylo, just roll it down. Calls the man by rolling it, it doesn't nefreches, it doesn't fall into small pieces, it's also, even though it's very dry. See, that's a loch of tzoya. Omer Rabina havikimna kaime the Rav Yehuda midifto chazi tzoya. He saw tzoya. Omali, he told him, Ayin, let's look into it. Ikarmo panei eloi. He said, Soya in front of them, so it's Tam and Soya, now let us say Krishma. He said, let's look into it, see if it's dried up. If the top is dried up, he's like the first member of Rav, he holds the Bimutta then to say Krishma. Not like the second member that has to be so dried up that if you roll it along the floor, it'll fall to pieces. Ika di Amri, some say no hoki yomu. This is the way to sit over. Ayin, let's look into it. Ima fliya afluye. Maflia fluya means if it has just tzedakim, if it has like cracks in it. When it starts to dry up, it gets cracks. So that's a shear also that it doesn't have a shame soy anymore. Trashi maflia fluya, im yesh boi tzedakim, tzedakim, yivei shivishari. If it's so dried up that it just has cracks inside it, then it's also mutter. So now we have three sheetahs here, how dried up does soya have to be to make it mutter? Because the more my heavy law, what's the maskona? What's the law of soya? Itma. Soya kicheris. If soya is dried up like kicheris, like a kli, like an earthly kli, amema roma asura. It's still asa. Omazut roma muteris. And oma rova hilchasa, what's the locha? Soya kicheris is still asura. Calls the man as kicheris, still it's asa. Omeiraglayim calls the man shematrichim. Meiraglayim, since it's only midirabon, and there we go lakula. That's only asa when it went on the ground. Calls the man, if you touch it, it'll wet your hands. But if it's not matfich, if it's not wet enough, even though it's there and it's not dried up yet, there it's mutter. Meisrei, but it says soya kecheres asura, poshtim means like the sheetahs we had before, that it's asur unless either you'll throw it and then it'll break into small pieces, or else Allah has brought down, it should be machmir, the most chumah of the sheetah is, it's only mutter just by rolling it, it'll fall into pieces. That's how dried out it has to be. But if by rolling it, it won't fall into pieces, still it's asur to say krishma in front of it. Or within Dalad Amas of it. Yeah. And this is the Kiddush, even though it doesn't give off Reach anymore. As if it gives off Reach Pshita. We're talking about now the soya, that is dried up, but doesn't give off any smell. Still, it has to shame soya. It's also to say Krishma connected it. Calls the man, it's not this dried up that if you roll it, it wouldn't fall to pieces. Mashankeme Raglaim, since it's only with Rabbonim, there will make all. Calls the man Shematfichim. Calls the man, if you touch it, you'll get wet from it. Mei raglayim calls the man shematzichin asurin. Calls the man, if you touch it, you'll get wet, and it's awesome. Nivlo, let's say it's sunk into the ground. Or yoshu, or else it dried up, mutarin. Is my lav nivlo, dumyu the yoshu. That nivlo means sunk into the ground, dumyu the yoshu, dried up. Ma yoshu, den rishum in nikur, you can't tell it's there at all. Af nivlo, den rishum nikur. That's when it's mutarin. You can't tell it's in the ground at all. Tadiya kar rishum in nikur asur. Mashmadah, but if it would be something there, you could tell there was Merag lying there, it still be Yasser. Alpha Gavdi ain't Matfichin. Even though if you touch it, you won't get wet. So it's a kash on us. But the more of the time, Mafaket, aim a Rasha, be Medaik from the first part, the Rasha. The Rasha says, when is it Yasser? Calls the man Shematfichin. Only calls the man, if you touch it, he'll make your hands wet. Who the Yasser? Or Rishumim Nikashari. Mashankin, if it's only wet, that the if it's only Rishumim, you could tell it was there, it's Shari. From this brayta we can't bring any raya. There's a raya, the ratio, like we hold the locha, it has to be wet. And the safe with mashma, no, he holds man rishum nikus, there's no raya. For the more learned katanoi, kli shenishbuchu mimenu meraglayim. If you have a kli that you have meraglayim inside it, now it's spilled out, is also likus krishma kinegli. This is called the ovit shu meraglayim, so soon see the bowl that you make into. Or meraglayim, ask him, what about the locha of meraglayim itself? Shenishbechu, it was spilled out. Nivlo muter. If it's sunk into the ground, it's muter. Lo nivlo also. Rabbi Yosi Yoyne calls the man shematvichet. He says, no, the shear is, even though it's, even if it's nicker, but if you touch it, you don't get wet from it, that then it's muter. But the what's the ratio? My nivlo, my ain't lo nivlo. What does it mean it's sunk in or didn't sink in? The kama tanakama. Ilay me nivlo means the matvichet, means if you touch it, you don't get wet from it. And loy nivlo the matzvichim not sunken means that you touch it, it gets wet. V'yaseh Rabbi Yosi, look at the same shita in Rabbi Yosi. What's Rabbi Yosi saying? V'yaseh Rabbi Yosi lemeimer calls the man shematzvichim who the yaseh. Kol zaman, if you touch it, you get wet. That's when it's so cold there. Ha rishumim nikishari. Mashenkin is just nikir, but you don't get wet. It's mutter for the more hana tanakama. So what's the machlokes of Yosef and tanakama? They're both saying the same shita. Ela tanakama is not like that. Nivlo, if it's sunken, means the end rishumim nikir. Means you can't tell anymore that it was merig lying there. Lein nivlo, not sunken, means the rishumim nikir. The rishumim there is still nikir. V'yaser, Rabbi Yosef lemeima, kol zaman shematfich, and who the yaser? And Rabbi Yosef is making and says, no, it's only yaser if you touch that ground, your hands will get wet from it. Or rishumim nikir shari, but if it's, you touch it, you don't get wet. Just the rishumim, you can tell it was there, that's mutter. So the Gemara loy, I'll tell you, the kuli yalma holds, kol zaman shematfich, and who the yaser? Everybody holds, no. It's only yaser if you touch it, you'll get wet from it. But if you don't get wet, even though rishumim nikir avad with mutter, or rishumim nikir shari. What's the machlokes on the camera, Rabbi Yosi?